WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little left over for yourself? You know that feeling when you say, yes, even when your inner voice screams, no. Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the power of self-confidence and self-worth, and how setting those healthy boundaries is the secret weapon to unlock it all. Here's the deal. Building self-confidence isn't about putting on a fake smile and pretending everything's perfect. It's about recognizing your worth, honoring your needs, and saying, no, with confidence when something doesn't align with your values or goals. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone drive your car, right? You choose the driver who respects your vehicle and treats it well. Your life, your emotions, your time, they all deserve that same level of respect. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-confidence through healthy boundaries. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation, folks. You are a badass. Recognize your unique talents, skills, and qualities. What makes you special? Write it down, say it out loud, and believe it with every fiber of your being. When you know your worth, it becomes easier to set boundaries that protect it. 2. Identify your triggers. Ever feel drained after certain interactions or situations? Those are your triggers, the things that sap your energy and challenge your sense of self. Once you identify them, you can start strategizing how to minimize their impact or navigate them with more confidence. Maybe it's a certain type of person, a specific topic of conversation, or even a particular environment. 3. Practice saying no gracefully. This is where the magic happens. Saying no doesn't mean being rude or selfish. It means prioritizing your well-being and honoring your commitments. Start small. Decline an extra task at work, politely refuse an invitation that doesn't align with your goals, or even just say no to that extra slice of cake if you know it's not serving you. Remember, you have the right to choose what you invest your time and energy in. 4. Communicate clearly and assertively. This is about being honest and direct without being aggressive. When setting a boundary, explain your needs clearly and calmly. Use I statements like, I feel overwhelmed when, or, I need some time to myself to recharge. This helps you take ownership of your feelings and ensures the other person understands your perspective. 5. Celebrate your wins. Give yourself a high five. Every time you set a boundary, stick to it, or prioritize your well-being, acknowledge your success. It's not about perfection, but about progress. Celebrate those small victories because they add up to big changes in your confidence and self-worth. Think about that friend who always seems to have their life together. The one who confidently navigates social situations, makes time for their passions, and isn't afraid to say no when needed. Chances are, they've mastered the art of setting healthy boundaries. They know their worth, communicate effectively, and prioritize their well-being. Let me paint a picture. Imagine you're at a work event, surrounded by people who seem to be having a blast. You feel pressured to mingle and network, but deep down, you just want to head home and relax. With healthy boundaries, you could politely excuse yourself from the conversation, saying something like, it's been great catching up, but I need to grab some air. Instead of feeling guilty or obligated, you're honoring your needs and taking care of yourself. See? It's not about being antisocial, it's about being authentic and intentional with your time and energy. So, my amazing listeners, remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as the best version of yourself. Start small, be consistent, and watch your confidence soar. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join our conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.